Today is Monday, March 25th. The title for our devotional is The King Arrives. Being that this is our calm week, and yet I still preached a pseudo-sermon yesterday, as we are entering into Holy Week, this week's devotionals will be a bit of a hybrid. Normally on calm weeks, we focus on a practice, but for this week, we're going to spend the first 2 days on the triumphal entry, as I preached on yesterday. I'll teach and make comments Monday and Tuesday. Then, for the last 3 days, we'll simply read the rest of the Passion narrative from Luke's Gospel. So, let's begin with what is known as the triumphal entry, which takes place on what we celebrate as Palm Sunday. But before we even get close to the Passion narrative beginning at Palm Sunday and the events of Holy Week, we read this in Luke chapter 9. In Luke 9:51, out of the ESV, we read, "When the days drew near for him to be taken up, he set his face to go to Jerusalem." Setting one's face is an Old Testament idiom to communicate resolve. Jesus resolved to go to Jerusalem. He was determined to do God's will no matter the cost. He knew what awaited him there, but he set his face towards it anyways. In keeping with the theme of our Resilient Christianity campaign, this must be our approach as well. We must resolve to do God's will no matter the cost. The triumphal entry is Jesus finally entering into Jerusalem after, 10 chapters prior resolving to go to Jerusalem. Now he finally arrives. In Luke 19:28-40, we read, "After Jesus had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. As he approached Bethphage and Bethany at the hill called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying to them, 'Go to the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find a colt tied there, which no one has ever ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, why are you untying it, say, the Lord needs it.' Those who were sent ahead went and found it just as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They replied, 'The Lord needs it.' They brought it to Jesus, threw their cloaks on the colt, and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. 'Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.' Some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to Jesus, 'Teacher, rebuke your disciples.' 'I tell you,' he replied, 'if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.'" Now, the main theme of this event is Jesus' intentional revelation of himself to be the Messiah, the King. Riding into Jerusalem on a colt is a fulfillment of Zechariah 9:9, which reads, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion. Shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your King comes to you, riding and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The Pharisees were certainly familiar with this passage, as was Jesus. So telling his disciples to go find a colt, Jesus is intentionally fulfilling this prophecy. He is declaring himself to be their king and Messiah. Jerusalem is the city of David, where David built his palace and Solomon later built the temple. So riding into Jerusalem, the city of kings, on a donkey was invoking all of these kingly messages. The people even shout Psalm 118:26, but Luke inserts "king" for "he" in the psalm, again hinting at Jesus' kingly status. The people may have also inserted "king" for "he" in that psalm, and so we're declaring Jesus king. Luke also, interestingly, leaves out the palm branches. Luke is writing for a Greek audience. Remember, his letter is addressed to Theophilus, a very Greek name. So the palm branches would specifically connote nationalistic and revolutionary messaging that Luke simply may want to avoid writing to his audience. So Jesus is their Messiah king. That's theme number one. Luke's next theme is the varied reaction to this revelation. The first one is acceptance. We see joyful praise on the part of the disciples. That is not just the 12, but the larger group who believed Jesus to be the Messiah. They acknowledged him as the king and celebrated his arrival. Jesus notes that even if the people were to stop praising him, the rocks would cry out. Creation knows its creator and king, even if some of the people don't. There's a second reaction that is just open. I think Luke here hints that there is still a misunderstanding or an immature faith around Jesus on the part of much of the crowd. He indicates that they praise him for, quote, "all of the miracles that they have seen." They likely don't fully grasp the meaning of Jesus as the Messiah yet. They certainly don't understand his mission to redeem the people of God through his atoning death on the cross, which will happen in about a week. John's gospel notes that this is the crowd that was with him when he raised Lazarus from the dead at Bethany in John 12:17. So they were likely just following him because they saw all the miracles and they didn't fully grasp who he is yet, but they were open to it. The third reaction is hostility. The Pharisees, they're not celebrating Jesus' arrival at all. They tell him to rebuke his disciples. Perhaps they are concerned that the Romans will hear of this procession and react with force if they feel threatened by Jesus as a potential rival king. They don't acknowledge him as king. To them, he is only teacher, as they say. As we learn elsewhere, they are at this time plotting to kill him. So this all begs the question, what is your reaction to Jesus? We are confronted with the same options here today. Jesus is king of all creation. That point is not in question. What is in question is how we will respond to the king. Will we worship him and join the chorus of creation? Will we reject him and demand the chorus be silent? Or will we continue following with an open heart and mind, not sure yet exactly of who he is? This last one is an okay place to be for a time. But there comes a turning point where a decision is required of us. In Luke's gospel, which is a long picture of discipleship, the point comes at the cross and the resurrection of Jesus. That is where the decision must be made. At the cross, at the resurrection, it demands us to make a decision. Is Jesus the Messiah, the King, the Son of God, God in flesh, who came to redeem us, or not? Reflection time today. If you have come to conclude that Jesus is the Messiah, God, and King, then worship him for who he is and what he has done. Join the chorus of creation and praise him for who he is. If you're still following, open to the claims of Jesus, keep following and honestly seeking the truth of who he is. Your moment before the cross will come.